That was an excellent message. I agree with pretty much everything you said, except a slight disagreement here is you said you're not yet perfect. And, I take issue with that because I say that, yes, total perfection is coming, but we are even now perfect when we are functioning in Christ. As long as we are staying in Christ, moving in Christ, we obtain the perfection of Christ. Right? That word perfect in the Greek is teleos. It means to be mature in Christ, lacking nothing. So, I believe, yes, the soul has got perfections in it. But when that soul is submitted totally to Christ and moving and functioning in Christ under the anointing of God, you are moving, in a perfected state. I believe ultimately that will be the state totally. Now we go in and out, right?
Larry, you said it perfectly. While I'm moving in Christ, I'm perfect.
Amen.
But the problem is, we
Oh, yeah.
don't always move in Christ in the Spirit. So, yes,
I get
Larry, I agree. I agree totally the way you said it, that as long as we stay in the Spirit, we're perfect. But the moment we move, so you're right, Larry, and that's a very good explanation. Yep, praise God.
Amen. Also, when it says in 2 Corinthians 5, 18, where you said, where it says, Paul said, we have this reconciliation. We have this ministry of reconciliation given to us. To us. In other words, we as the body of Christ have this ministry. Remember, Jesus said, the last words he always said was, go forth and preach the gospel, to all nations. And so, what is the ministry of reconciliation? Is it not to go forth and do our part as the body of Christ, to bring about, to reconcile everyone back to Christ? So again, with this ministry of reconciliation is to preach the gospel. And if you don't want to preach the gospel, at least share the gospel. Our function, our ministry in the world is to share the gospel with whomever.
Amen. I agree.
Okay, one more thing so I can get out of here. Why this word was so good that to hear today is because I am in the midst of teaching on the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, we're up to chapter 13 or 11, where it says, measure the temple and the altar and the people that dwell therein, but leave out the outer court. So, most of Christendom will say that in the last days that the Jews, God is going to minister and bring all the Jews to salvation. Okay? And that's even Paul said in Romans 11, that all Israel will be saved. Okay? However, first of all, the temple, they want to rebuild the temple. And God is, I just don't get it. Because God's not going to allow them to rebuild the temple and go back to the covenant of law of offering up sacrifices daily. That would be an abomination to God. So God's not going to allow it to begin with. And Paul said, if you're talking about the third temple, Paul clearly says, We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the idea of a physical temple makes no sense in my way of thinking. The idea of natural Israel, you know, that it's all about saving all of the natural Jews. And, you know, it's not the heritage. It's not the Jew, you know, the Jewish heritage that's going to save them. It's not the natural Jews that's going to be saved and have this revival and in the last days. It's the spiritual Jews. When Paul said all Israel will be saved, he's not talking about all of natural Jews, because clearly that goes against what Zechariah said, that he'll bring one third of the nation through the fire in the last days. So and again, it says, you know, Paul then later in chapter 9, I believe, he says, not everyone that's called Israel is Israel. So that confirms that you're not talking about natural Israelite. We're talking about spiritual Israelite. And this is what we preach. We don't preach a natural interpretation of scripture. We preach the spiritual and the last end time interpretation. And so, again, it was good to hear you say what you were saying about Israel. And again, before I close, you know, some people say that, well, this is replacement theology, that the body of Christ is replacing the natural Jews. And it's not really, because we are not to look at ourselves, sons of God, as being better than a natural Jew. Likewise, people should not say that the natural Jew have some special significance over the body of Christ. In truth, we are all one in Christ. One is not above another. So anyway, that's it.
Amen. Amen. Christ is coming for one bride.
Mm-hmm.
Not two brides. He's not coming for a Jewish bride and a Gentile bride. He's not going to be a polygamist. He has one bride, and that is the church. Amen. And if you want to be in that, you get into that, the church, the body of Christ. It doesn't matter what your DNA is or where it came from or how it evolved or whatever over the years. There is one bride. There is one body.
Amen. Here we are. Yes.
Amen.
Did somebody write it in a chat? Go ahead and say whatever you said in the chat, brethren.
What's the third one?
I'm going to look at the chat here in a minute. We got some new chats here. Thank you, Brother Jim, for bringing the word today. We have to take off. Okay, somebody's leaving. We as the church, we are not perfect, but we have the spirit of perfection in us and with us. Mm-hmm. And the spirit of man that has received the Holy Spirit is perfect in his spirit. All right. I'm just reading some of the chats here. A couple of points, if I may, Brother Jim. You mentioned tradition, and you were relating it, I think, mainly to the tradition of the Jews, their old covenant, the covenant of the law, and that the tradition is not, that kind of tradition is not the thing that's going to...
You don't want anymore?
No, I don't need anymore.
So I told you that was a lot.
Okay, give me the...
Yeah, I have to mute you, Larry. Okay, but the thing that came to me too is the basis, the whole ground basis, the main basis of the Roman Catholic Church is not the Word of God, but it is the tradition of the church. And this is the thing that that priest told me when I was in the airplane with him flying off to one of the villages in Alaska. I asked him, I said, how can you justify the things that your church proclaims and believes and practices that are contrary to the Bible, the Word of God? And he told me straight out, tradition. He said, tradition trumps the Bible, the Word of God. I said, well, then there's nothing more that we can talk about. If you're going to hold that, you and I can never be on the same page.
They do believe that, Mark. That tradition is superior to the Word of God.
Yeah, it trumps it. If there's ever a conflict between the two, you go with tradition. And tradition is simply the proclamations of man, man in the flesh, man of the flesh. But they say, well, that man is made of God, so therefore he can't say anything wrong. But you know, the history of the popes, they have been wrong, very wrong. The pope that made Galileo, for instance, repent of saying that the earth orbited around the sun. That has been totally proven to be absolutely wrong. So their doctrine of what do they call it, where the Pope cannot say anything and do anything wrong, it's been disproven.
Infallibility?
Infallibility, yeah.
Ex cathedra.
Yeah, okay, say it in Latin then.
ex cathedra.
Okay, and the second thing I just want to mention, and Jim already brought it up, but just to clarify, when you get into Revelation 20, okay, your judgment is going to be one thing or the other. Mm-hmm. Either you're in the book, your name is in the book, or you are judged by what is written about you in the books. So the book or the books. If you're in Christ, amen, if you're born again, walking in salvation, you're in the book. That's your judgment. Now, yes, there will be a judgment at the seat of Christ, all right? But that judgment is what will your reward be? What will your crown be like? What kind of realm? What have you done on this earth? Have you been profitable unto the Lord, or have you spent most of your days unprofitable unto the Lord? But it's not a judgment between heaven and hell. The judgment of what's written in the books is then they are going to be sent to the abyss. And I believe there will be degrees of punishment as well in the abyss.
In chapter 22 of Revelation, I think it's verse 20, it says, let him who is unjust be unjust still. Let
chapter, him who is filthy, verse 11.
11, okay. 22:11. Let him who is unjust be unjust still. Let him who is filthy be filthy still. Let him who is righteous be righteous still. Let him who is holy be holy still. In other words, the books, it's over at that point. You made a decision. You've established where you're going to be, and there's no more crossover. In other words, you wanted to be unjust and filthy. That's what you are. You cannot change. But likewise, those that are righteous and holy, they are established forever.
Amen. But again, about that resurrected body, Jim, and that perfected body at resurrection, that is not the same kind of body that we have now. It is a spiritual body, but it is a true and perfect body. It's in the resurrection, it's not going to be a body where we will be male or female. But we will be complete. We will be whole.
We'll be an incorruptible body.
Yes, amen.
Corruption will put on incorruption. Mortal will put on immortality. Thank you, Jesus. Get rid of this body for sure.
Some of the brethren have something to add here. Alan, it was good to read your chat. If you want to say something audible about that, we'd welcome to hear you.
Yes, Brother Mark. I focus what Brother Jim preaching regarding the ministry reconciliation. If I have not mistaken, it refers to the calling and the responsibility God has given to believers to help restore the broken relationship between humanity and God. And this idea comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 18 to 19, where Paul explains that God reconciled us to himself through Christ, and then he entrusted us with the ministry of helping others to reconcile as well. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Alan. Anyone else have a word to add to this? By the way, this is body life. This is one joint supplying to another. What's happening here in our meeting? Well, amen. Could it be that we've come to the end of our meeting?
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Well, God bless you all. Then we can say goodbye for today.
Thank you. God bless you, brethren.
You're welcome to come back another day.
Yes.
So goodbye, all.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless you.
God bless.